وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 8th of Jumad al-Ula in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the cities and countries of the world, that it is the 8th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. Today, with the mercy and grace of Allah, we focus on chapter 10, Surah Yunus, and verses 57-58. Few announcements before we start. Any one of you from outside, you coming into lands, so remember today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is a mad rush because there's a new mall open and many of those big people and companies have just opened their stores today. Some are opening tomorrow, Saturday, Allah alone knows, but they know there's a new mall and the advertising very heavy and you will see the traffic volume has really increased, you see that? So just be very careful, circumspect, give out charity before you travel. Allah protect us all, whether we in Hadar or Safar, whether at home or whether we are traveling. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah is the best protector and Allah is the only one. Exclusively, He is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 12, verse 64. Remember, tomorrow is the last day if you want to send in your claims and your complaints against Sahuk, and this is government level now. So remember that you need it, just contact us, you understand, contact me, contact Suleiman, Aesop is there also. And remember, you can contact him, contact me, and contact Suleiman on 084-786-3132. Suleiman can look at the tablet, inshallah. And likewise, that my number 071-888-1184. And in that way, inshallah, we will forward to you, and you got time, then there are three email addresses there. And the third one will be the announcement I'm speaking about, that inshallah, tomorrow we'll be going to Nigel for Jumu'ah. Brother Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland will pick us up and then we will go there. Is Sheikh Mahir tomorrow and make special dua tonight, Laylatul Jumu'ah, for Palestine, both sides, Gaza, the West Bank, and for Sudan. Things are very bad there. And make dua for the Rohingya Muslims and the Burmese Muslims and the India Muslims. Everywhere the Muslims are oppressed, we should make special dua for them. So let us start with today's lesson. And before that, we just recap quickly yesterday's lesson. Allah Jalla Wala spoke about the non-Muslims. Wallahu, hypothetically, for argument's sake, anna likulli nafsin zulamat, that for every person who committed zulam, zulam here in this text context means he committed shirk, they committed kufr, blasphemy. Inna shirka la zulmun azim, Quran says that when a person ascribes, associates somebody, something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so that person has committed the worst crime, la zulmun azim. chapter number 31 and verse number 13. So we should know that here also it refers to them. Ma fil ardi, if it belonged to him hypothetically, whatever is on this earth, the gold, the silver, the platinum and the lithium and whatever minerals, left that be, he'll be prepared to give it as ransom, compensation. Why? Because when he sees the horror, terror of Jahannam, Allah forbid, Allah save us, Allahumma jirna minan nar, Allahumma ahfazna min, wa asarrun nadama, and he will try and conceal the regret and remorse when they see the punishment. But the decree of Allah, the judgment of Allah has already passed. Wa qudiya baynahum bil qisti wa hum la yuzlamun. So Allah Ta'ala's verdict has already passed. Bilqisti, word justice. Wahum la yuzlamun, they won't be dealt with unjustly. Allah is a dayyan, the one who's most just. And the religion he gave us is called deen, deenul Islam. So Islam stands for all forms of justice, politically, socially, economically. It's our puny little brains, because we are bombarded by the Western media and the Western curriculum. So we start thinking, Bilal start thinking like Bilabali, and Maryam start thinking like Mary. So that is our fault. It's not the fault of Islam, Allah forbid. Everything in this universe belongs solely, only, exclusively to him. And remember the day of Qiyamah. We believe in two Qiyamahs. One is the micro and one is the macro. When you die, then your individual Qiyamah has started. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. And one is the day of justice. See what Quran says. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse number 2 in the 17th Supara. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. That you will think and see the people, they drunk and intoxicated. Nay, they're not drunk or intoxicated. But the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is very, very severe. And chapter 99, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. That when the earth tremors and the volcanoes and everything starts shaking, the whole world, the entire planet, and everything is coming out from the land and the sand, the person who are one of the last people will see what is happening. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. So that land and sand will speak. Allah will inspire it. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. He will witness all that. See how Allah explains to us. And then, Allah, إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. The promise of Almighty Allah, 100% the truth. There is no iota of doubt. How death is 100% inevitable. Even the atheist will tell you he believes in death. So similarly, we must believe in a day of justice. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But majority of people, they don't want to know this. They don't want to embrace the truth. They love to become Abdul Hawa, Abdul Fulus, Abdul Dirham, Abdul Dinar. So what is the meaning of Abdul Hawa? Abdul Hawa means to become the slave of one's own ego, one's lust, one's desires, one's passion. Abdul Fulus, Abdul Dinar, Abdul Dirham, they become the slave of the rand, of the dollar, of the rupee, and of the ruble, and ruble is the Russian currency. And all these man-made currencies, they become their slaves, you see, that they start worshipping them, and so forth. And then their judgment is bigger, it is beclouded, and not proper judgment, because they can't think properly. So that is what we see. Who is Allah Jalla Wala? Who are yuhyi wa yumit? He alone gives life, he alone gives death. Wa ilayhi turja'un, unto him you will be made to return. Today's lesson, Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, verses 57-58. You, I'm addressing you, you becoming a hafiz. Tonight you must read Surah Yasin. Then you must read Surah Dukhan. Then you must read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And thereafter you must read Surah Mulk. Inshallah, I also will read tonight, that I don't have any program of going out thus far. And inshallah, read Surah Kahf also. So when you read these four surah, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Surah Mulk, Allah will bless you with a powerful retentive memory. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif and Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Khatamun Nabiyin told him, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, his beloved son-in-law, Thalathan aw Khamsan aw Sab'an, you must do so for 3 consecutive weeks, or 5 weeks, or 7 weeks, and then Allah will bless you. He did it for 7 weeks, and for Manasitu Ba'd, and then after that, he was perfect. And he's known as Fatih Khaybar. I am the conqueror of Khaybar. And in Muslim Sharif it comes, Sayyidina Ali says, Analladhi sammatni ummi al-haydara. I am the one my mother called me Haydar, the big lion that is always ready to attack the foe and the enemy. You see that? So then we must do that tonight. And now your son, your daughter, you're a Hafiz, you're a Hafiza. What is your virtue? What is your rank? What is your status? Listen to the sabak, to the lesson. Ya ayyuhan nas. When Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah is addressing me and you. 89 different places. But when He says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, O people, Allah is addressing everybody. You see that? And what does Allah Ta'ala say? قَدَ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْئِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Indeed, it has come to you. Indeed, it has come to you. مَوْئِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. That advices that will melt your heart. مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. From your sustainer, nourisher. Husband, wife, there's big trouble amongst them. There's rows and ructions. So what are the remedial steps? Quran Kareem states, فَإِذُوهُنَّ. You husband alone when you with your wife, no children there and parents there and other people, strangers there, then speak to her. فَإِذُوهُنَّ وَعَزْ. Nowadays our people use the word bayan. When I was growing up 60, 70 years ago, so remember Islamically, I'm 70 already with Allah's help. So you must remember that. Then they say there's a waaz. Waaz shemajitma. Waaz means you speak such words that you make the tariqul kulub. The people's hearts start melting. They start crying. You see that? So go open Surah number 4, Surah Nisa, and verse 34 and verse 35. You'll find all that. So as we saw in the Quran, chapter 5, verse 83, we saw in the Quran, non-Muslims, how they were impacted by the Quran, the beginning of the 7 Subara, 7 Jews. Ja'far radiallahu anhu, the son of Abu Talib, the brother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, reading to Najashi the Quran Sharif, Surah Maryam. Chapter number 19, comprising 98 verses, they understood Arabic. So yeah, in Habasha, in Ethiopia, Abyssinia, and when they read, Allah describes the scene. Beginning of the 7 Jews, chapter 5, verse 83. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. So when they heard what was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمِ, then the tears were flowing out. They were crying like children. There was a person called Gamal Abdul Nasir. The name is Jamal, but the Egyptians, when they read Quran, they're the best. But for Jim, they make it a Gaf. They say Gamal. So one day, he had good ties with Russia. So he went there, communist Russia, 50, 60 years ago. Allah alone knows how many years ago. So then they took Sheikh Abdul Basit, Abdul Samad word. So he was dressed differently. They asked, who's this? You said you'll know just now who he is. So they discussed all their politics, all that night was recess. So they said, you'll ask who is this person, now you will know. So then Gamal Abdul Nasir told him, for Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad. So we met him, mashallah, he came here to South Africa twice. The second time he came, we met him in Maritzburg. So there in Mountain Rise, you see, 1982. So the first time he came was 62. So that. So you must remember, these are historic dates to remember. So cut long story short, so now that he read. To who is he reading? He's reading to people who don't know one letter of the Arabic language. People who are atheists, communists, they don't believe in Allah. When he started reading, afterwards, you know, he keeps his eyes closed. Then after 7-10 minutes, so he looked up, whole lot of them crying. Say, for what you're crying? You say, we don't know, but something is happening in our heart. Oh Muslim, oh Muslima, we are born Muslims. Did you ever cry when you read the Quran? Did you ever cry when you heard the Quran? We saw Allama Sheikh Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Nawarallahu Marqadahu. How many a time I saw him weeping, crying, especially when this Egyptian used to read. We had two Egyptian teachers there in Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya. There we were there 74, 75, 76, you see. So you must remember, one used to teach Qirat and one used to teach Lugha, the Adab, Arabic language, you see. So when this Qari Sahib used to read, then you see Hazrat bin Nuri weeping, sobbing like a child. Mo'idatum min Rabbikum, that is the Quran. It must melt your heart. If the Quran is not melting your heart, then something is wrong with your heart. Nothing is wrong with the Quran. It is Kalamullah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before opening the Quran, used to kiss it and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi. And Ikrima bin Abi Jahal, Abu Jahal, the special Jahannam, his son is Sahabi Ikrima. Before opening the Quran, he would kiss it and say, Hada Kalamullah Ta'ala. This is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And this Quran Sharif is a panacea, is a cure for what is in your heart. So you got heart attack, you got angina, you got this. Read more and more Quran. So that's one meaning. Then we got our spiritual diseases, our pride, our arrogance, our jealousy, our hubbu dunya, excessive love for this world, hubbul mal, excessive love for the wealth and money, hubbul jah, that we love name and fame. So that the Quran Sharif is a shifa. Read more and more Quran, and then your ta'alluq, connection will be strong with Almighty Allah and then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love and connection of this world and the glitter and glamour and the dollars and rain and sands and the scholars for dollars, so all that will mean nothing to you, because now you have realigned yourself. You have now went to back to the law. Al-aham fal-aham. What are the most important priorities for us as human beings and more so as Muslims? Wa shifa'ul lima fi sudur. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith also. Alaykum bi shifa'ain. So you must use the two shifa. So now when we went last week to Rustenburg and Northam and there a Costa, so I told somebody, read abundant Quran and take honey, you see. So that is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us. Honey, very good, and Quran the best of the best. So lima fi sudur, what is in our bosoms and our hearts. Wa hudan wa rahmatul lil mu'minin. And is a source of guidance for the entire humanity. Hudan lin nas. But the Muslims only will benefit. So therefore here is mentioned, wa hudan. Wa rahmatul lil mu'minin is hidayat and mercy for the true believers. So what is the meaning of hidayat? You see, you got your vehicle. So your vehicle at night time, evening time, you put on the lights, we switch on the lights, and then it is dim lights, then it is bright lights, then it is fog lights, then it's intelligent lights. So all the lights are getting better and better, it's increasing the visibility. So now our hearts need the nur. Our hearts need that. So otherwise, Quran Kareem says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not the eyes that are blind only. Nay, it is the heart that have become blind, you must remember. And all this is enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. So sometimes when Quran speaks of blindness, it don't just mean the blindness of the eyes, our sight and vision. It refers to the insight also, you see, how people, that they got eyes, but they can't see anything. The truth, they hate it so much and so forth and so on, like the jutlas and the haramis and so forth. So Almighty Allah states, لا تعمل أبصار. The eyes are not blind. ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. The hearts have become blind in the inner recesses of the hearts, in the bosom. And that is Surah 22, Surah Hajj. And verse 46, people make Hajj 10 times, 20 times, 40 times, 50 times, but yet there's no change in their life. So it shows there's something wrong with them, nothing wrong with the Hajj. So that is how we should understand it. So hidayat. Nurun wada'ahu Allah fi qulubi al-ibad. The meaning of huda, hidayat and all. That light and luster and that. You must remember that the nur and radiance and all that, you see, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala gives us, you must remember that, so that lack, that luster and nur and radiance, and Allah Ta'ala blesses us with that, wa nur wa huda wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen. So that nur must enter our heart, you see, and it must increase and saturate our heart. Wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen is a mercy for who? For the believers. Who is Almighty Allah? Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Who is Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen, that a mercy to the universe, entire creation. And the Quran Sharif, wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen, is rahmatul lil nas also, but the people don't want to take benefit. So yeah, Allah is speaking about those who don't take benefit, those will be the believers, the true believers. Now when we have attached ourselves with the Quran, what Allah says, what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, just now I'll explain to you the next verse, but see this hadith, beautiful, one in Bukhari, one in Muslim. In Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the reporter, the Ravi, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, that the best of you are the best of you who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. Hifz, tafsir, anyway, the words. So now, those are the best. People can say what they want to. Allah and Allah's Nabi said, you are the best. You re-teaching it and learning it, you see. And in Muslim Sharif, on the authority of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is mentioned, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah yarfa'u bihi aqwama. Verily, through this Quran Sharif, Allah will elevate the rank and status of people when we attach ourselves to Quran. And when we detach ourselves from Quran, وَيَدَعُوا بِهِ آخَرِينَ, Allah will relegate us, humiliate us, disgrace us. Look at the Arab regimes. Look at the Muslim countries. You see, they look down upon you. Why are you wasting your time teaching Quran and all that? It's not needed, Allah forbid. So that is their mindset, filled with kufr and blasphemy. So me and you connected to Quran. So that is the mercy of Allah. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ, it is the grace of Allah. This Islam that Allah gave us is the grace of Allah. وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, and this Quran He gave you, it is the mercy of Allah. So now we are Hafiz, Hafiz of Quran, Hafiz of the laws of Quran, protecting the Quran, reading it every day, teaching people the words, the meaning. So Allah will elevate us. Now what should you do? Your son just became Hafiz. Your daughter became Hafizah. You should be very, very happy. Who said so? فَبِذَٰلِكَ, because of that, Allah has conferred upon you the effulgence and the nur. And you must remember that. So you should be very, very happy. And that is, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ, therefore, فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, be very happy. That we're not connected to some kufr and some blasphemy and so, be connected directly to Kalamullah. Allah loves you so much, O son, O daughter, that today you completed Hifz. And now that Allah took His attribute. Chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Verily we reveal this Quran, the reminder, piecemeal, gradually. The zikra, reminder, and it's only for Quran, because nazzalna, piecemeal, gradually, it was revealed. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. And we are the ones protecting it. So Allah's attribute is hafizun. And now He says, hafiz Zakariya, hafiz Yahya, hafiz Isa, hafiz Ilyas, hafiz Fatima, hafiza Aisha, hafiza Maimuna, hafiza Umm Salama, hafiza Zainab. Allah's attribute is being transferred to you. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ When we were in Heidelberg, my hometown, you know. So inshallah, next week I'm going to Heidelberg, inshallah, for the Jummah, inshallah, this week, Nigel. So then when we used to walk past, then Adya Chacha was an old man there. We used to fear him, you know, because our hair was long and we just put our topi also upside down. So from inside the shop, we were passing there, he'll shout, Hafiji! We knew it straight away, Adya Chacha, you see. Then he speak Gujarati and Urdu and he don't speak English. So that he understood everything, but he don't like to speak. So then he'll tell us to speak, Nimale Barabar Nimale Emrakwano. You see, Balbi Bolam will take you. You see, like all. So we just look down, make G, G, G. So otherwise people will call you Hafizab or Hafiji, you see. So you must know that you must be happy. Allah made us Hafiz. We don't deserve it, but Allah made us such. Then what will you say about this ulama, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, and in our time the ulama we saw, Hazrat Sheikh Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah, and all of them, they were like hafiz of hadith, you must remember, thousands of hadith they memorized and so forth. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ So you must be happy. How happy? هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ That it is such a bounty Allah has given you, that it is this Quran, خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ Better than whatever people have accumulated, assembled, all the gold, all the silver, all the platinum, all the lithium, all the dollars, all the rands, all the pounds and rupees, put all one side and put Quran Sharif one side. Quran Sharif is better. Story time. A person had his ladli, he had his daughter, and he was so elated with his daughter, delighted with her, you see. So now, you must remember, he told her, oh my beti, my ladli, the day you get married, I'll give you the whole world. If I don't give you the whole world, then there's 3 talaq on your mother. You know, people go crazy. Now she got 17, 18, 19, she's getting married. But he remembered that statement. He went to all the ulama at that time and asked them, you see, that this. They said, oh, this very serious, we'll have to. Then in the ending, he went to Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, the student of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, the ustad of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, is buried there in Ray. Ray is a twin city next to Tehran in Iran. So he told him, he said, no, you don't have to worry nothing. So he said, but everybody said, he said, take the Quran Sharif and give that to your ladli, give it to your dikri, give it to your sahib zadi, give your daughter the Quran Sharif. The ulama said, tell us what you mean, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. He said, when I read the Quran, Surah An'am, chapter 6, verse 59, Allah says, وَمَا تَسْكُتُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا There is not a leaf that falls, but Allah knows it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ There is not a seed in the darkness of the land and sand. وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ There is nothing fresh or nothing old, nothing fresh or nothing stale. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ Everything is in the Quran Sharif, which makes it clear. So you're giving her the whole world. But today's Muslim says that when you make your son hafiz, hafizah, then you're wasting your time, you must go to university. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Think properly what we're doing. Allah Jalla wa'ala make us the true lovers of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.